It's Friday. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive Show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. We're a community here. I want to hear from all of you. I don't want any lurkers in the background. What's happening? It's fucking Friday again, guys. It's like coming around faster and faster and faster. Probably guilty, as well as many of you, of like, oh, fucking hell. Can we just skip March? Can we just wrap a March? Can we just go straight to April? That's the wrong attitude. Listen, today we're going to talk about momentum. The importance of momentum. Think about those huge fucking muscular dudes, okay, whose biceps are the size of our torso. And when you watch them on the Strong Games, it's incredible to watch them driving forwards with these great big fucking harnesses on their bodies. And when they start powering up a road with a fucking lorry on their back, you know those guys? And you're looking and thinking, how on earth are you fucking dragging a lorry? And it's interesting when they very first start pulling those lorries, right? They're like, fucking hell, you look like they're gonna fucking burst a blood vessel or something. And then you can see they're on their toes with their climbing shoes on and they're fucking pounding through. And then what they end up getting is some form of momentum, right? It's fucking driving them forwards. And they literally have.
Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
And mentally and emotionally, and physically, they're driving on. They're driving right through. They're plowing through. And even only slowing down by a few pounds as they drive forwards can affect the whole game. Can disrupt the momentum that they are trying to build. And emotionally and mentally, it's very difficult for them to build up that momentum again, right? So like, you're here, you've got a great big fucking truck on the back, which Superman would barely fucking struggle to move. And then all of a sudden, it's in their head, they've lost that momentum, boom, they come to a stop. And it doesn't matter how hard they try, they can't keep dragging the lorry again because they've lost that momentum. And I think that's what's happening for so many different people in terms of them trying to improve themselves, right? And trying to improve the way they build momentum in their lives, in terms of health, in terms of being on top of life, in terms of planning, goal setting, career, business building, all of those things. So if you imagine yourself driving forwards like those huge blokes, and you've got your harness on and strapped to you, you've got this huge fucking sack, and in that sack is your life, all right? And in that life is your health goals, is your nutritional goals, your work goals, your focus, your planning, your relationships, everything that you're trying to achieve, right? So you're fucking plowing through. And as you move forwards with momentum, everything becomes a little bit easier because it becomes the norm, it becomes second nature. But the minute you slow down mentally, emotionally, and physically, even for a day or 2 days, you then lose that momentum, just like those bodybuilders. And it is really, really difficult to get it going again. Have you ever done deadlifts? and you're fucking doing your deadlifts and you're trying to beat your PB and you've done this big build up and then you come on to do it and you just can't lift it. It's just gone. That momentum is just gone. And that's what kind of happens with many of you guys when you're trying to fucking build something for yourself. You're struggling to be able to keep up the momentum because we stop, we slow down, we miss that flow. What can we do when we have lost it? How can we get it back? And I always come back to the same principles and values. For me, to be able to get that back, you've got to be focusing on not the end game, but the very short-term game. And it's the only time I will ever say about the short-term game. To build momentum, we have to build wins. And instead of looking for huge wins, we find the 1% win. So in the short term, I'm looking for a couple of 1% wins to be able to pick up the momentum again. If you try to aim bigger than 1% wins on your momentum, the load will be too heavy. There will be too much to put into play. There will be too much to drag. And you will end up becoming more and more despondent, low on confidence. You'll end up in your pity bubble and you start feeling sorry for yourself. So when we've lost that momentum, when it's become too much, when we've taken our eye off the ball, when you've just forgotten yourself, whatever excuse that it is that you're conjuring up, 1% wins. Find a few wins in the bag. That fucking, you ever heard that? Oh, I've got some momentum now. Find the momentum. They don't always have to necessarily be wins. For me, failures are wins. That's my relationship with failures. Like as long as I'm doing something, as long as I'm showing up. And for me, a 1% win for any man or woman or child is showing up. Even just that 1%, beating the snooze button. Boom, got some momentum in the morning routine. We're back. Boom, going for a 3-mile run. Boom, momentum, we're back. Buying some flowers for the wife. Boom, we're back. Putting down, turning your phone off for an hour. Boom, you're back. Small 1% wins, right? You're like, fucking great. Let's build it up. Let's build it up. Let's build it up into your full flow. Think about those bodybuilders when they're in full flow of dragging that fucking lorry. And that's what we're trying to build up to. You think of how slow they are to start with, but then how much speed they gather as they get momentum. And that's for you guys. Slow. I'm fucking on it. Eyeballs popping out your head. Elite operator, remember the mission. I'm fucking on it. Get out of my way. The Hulk's coming through. All right. So never be deterred or downtrodden by the lack of momentum. You're a few actions away from building that momentum again. The only thing that stops you is you and your fucking victim mentality and your self-pity and the fucking woe is me. Pick yourself up, get your head back in the game, find a few 1% wins and fucking go again. All right, guys, I hope that offers you value. I hope you have an amazing weekend. I'm not doing anything over the weekend in terms of content, so enjoy your weekend. I'm going to catch you for the show on Monday. Oh, and if you haven't, register for the seminar at the end of the year.